Well, it's hard to believe, but it's been almost 3 months since the devastating wildfires that swept through the North Bay. FEMA has been here for most of that time, helping with recovery efforts. Joining us on the KSRO live line is FEMA spokesperson Bill Rukeyser. Thanks for joining us, Bill.
Good morning, Michelle.
So tell us, how are things going with recovery?
Well, you know, they never go fast enough for survivors. That's one of the things I've seen in more than a dozen disasters that I've worked. This community is amazingly pulling together and getting things done. The contractors that that the Corps of Engineers has retained and FEMA is helping pay for to get the debris removed. We see those trucks going up and down 101 every day, hauling away the debris. But there are so many hundreds of thousands of tons of it that it's an ongoing task, and rebuilding is beginning. But like I said, it never happens fast enough, but it is happening at a rapid rate.
Now, FEMA's already provided nearly $14 million in grants to individuals or households impacted by the fires. In California, in total, Small Business Administration has kicked in more than $100 million. What can we expect from FEMA monetarily going forward?
Well, most of the people who registered with us who are eligible for grants know what they're getting. Most of them have gotten it already. FEMA grants tend to be quicker but smaller than the SBA loans. In terms of the amount of federal money that goes to disaster survivors, the loans tend to dwarf the grants, but both are very significant amounts of money to help rebuild. Again, the heavy lifting in a full recovery is done by residents in the community. We can help, and money certainly helps. The numbers that you cited are big dollar amounts, but in terms of total rebuilding, if people were adequately insured, that's where the real money is going to come from for rebuilding. For people who are unfortunately uninsured or underinsured, our grants help. The SBA loans get them there. But people take hits because of the fact that disasters are incredibly and awfully expensive.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about permit fees for construction. They've been under scrutiny. Sonoma County initially waived those fees, but the Board of Supervisors changed their minds. They're bringing back the fees. Their justification is that if FEMA sees that they aren't collecting these fees, they won't get money or they'll get less money than FEMA. What are your thoughts on this?
You know, this is an urban myth that refuses to die. I've seen situations like this in previous disasters. The last one that I worked was Hurricane Harvey in Texas, and I saw cities which back there were the only ones that issued permits. Some cities were waiving fees. Some cities immediately adjacent to the neighboring cities were waiving fees or charging their normal fees. It's entirely a local decision. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know that this urban myth will not die, but I'll say it as plainly as I can. The local government makes the decision. Whatever decision they make, it neither increases nor decreases the amount of assistance that that local government will get from FEMA. You know, like I said, I've said it as clearly as possible. I don't expect this myth to go away.
And I do want to ask you, and you said you've had experience with Hurricane Harvey. How are we doing comparatively? I know that every situation is individual, but in terms of the pacing of our recovery, are we doing okay?
Yes. The Sonoma County area and the adjacent counties are moving right along. You know, these are terribly disruptive disasters. And frankly, when a disaster hits a home, it is the worst disaster in history for the people involved. That is always true. Here's the one of the big differences that I can think of between this one and the Texas disaster I was working. I was in Coffee Park yesterday, and you know, you see that stark line between total destruction and seeming normality, sometimes right across the street, sometimes one lot to the next, with fires. Typically, you see a hopscotch or a clear line of demarcation. With hurricanes, it's often much more amorphous, and you'll go from total destruction to partial destruction to normality. Each disaster has its own pattern. Each one has its own pace and rhythm of recovery. And the main thing is we're here to help. We've got amazing partners in terms of the local governments and the volunteer organizations. But again, the heavy lifting and the job of getting back to normality to the extent that we can, that's the job of the survivors, their families, and their communities. They're the only ones who can really do it. All we can do is help and write checks.
Bill, before you go real quick, any chance the president comes out and visits the scene?
You know, I have no idea. I'm at the front lines. I report back through numerous layers to FEMA. Eventually, to FEMA headquarters in Washington, and then you can imagine how many layers there are between that and the top. So all I can say is I have no idea.
Right. Well, we appreciate you taking the time this morning. Thank you so much.
You bet. Take care.
FEMA spokesperson Bill Rukeyser.